1071 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. Always a pleasure to chat with Jamie Pritchard with Downtown Stratford BIA, and it's a busy time. Jamie, good to see you.
Great to see you, Jamie, and it's always amazing to come to the studio, especially on a nice sunny day.
Absolutely, and especially with a film crew in town. I'm surprised you're not here in your shades, you know, and your beret or whatever like that, but we got filming that's going to be happening in Stratford downtown.
Absolutely. All the get-up happens tomorrow. The filming starts tomorrow. So, yeah, the folks are in town. They're shooting a Hallmark film.
Okay.
It's called Pining for Douglas.
And we don't know who Douglas is, or do we?
Douglas is a giant fir tree.
Okay. I love it.
And I won't tell you the storyline, but if you've ever watched a Hallmark storyline, they're very, very similar.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's amazing. So wonderful to have them in town, though. How cool is this?
It's great. These people have been great to work with, and it brings a whole another side of tourism to downtown, and it gives the folks that live here something, you know, they're welcome to come downtown, watch what's going on, learn a little bit about a movie production.
Yeah.
I'm fascinated because I've never been on a set before in my life, so
absolutely.
I'm just really excited about it.
Yeah, what a great way to, you know, showcase Stratford in this particular production. I bet we'll see more of this down the road. I'm surprised we don't see more.
Yeah, one of the things that we've got to work on is we don't actually have a film shoot policy and procedure, and we want to talk about writing something like that so that we've got a bit of a guideline of saying, here's what goes, because when something like this happens and myself and city staff aren't used to an event like this, it's a little bit out of the ordinary.
Sure. Yeah, yeah. But some streets will be closed, some sections and some parking areas, but it's going to be cool.
Yeah. Are you up for some Hallmark trivia?
Okay, lay it on.
Hallmark film started in 1951. 74 years ago.
Is that right?
So how many Hallmark films do you think have been made in those 74 years?
Well, it seems in this day and age, there's one coming out, like, it seems like every week. I'm going to say 500.
1,439, according to Google. So that's not been verified or fact-checked.
And that'll change tomorrow.
Exactly.
So wonderful to have them in town. How exciting is this, this filming, Pining for Douglas? I absolutely love it. All the behind-the-scenes trivia here with Jamie Pritchard, Downtown Stratford BIA. That's awesome. That is absolutely terrific. Now, speaking of big events, we got the Stratford Rotary Dragon Boat Festival set for this Saturday.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're so excited about that. I'm excited to go down and watch all the racers and cheer them on and try and pick out a favorite team and,
yeah,
you know, just go have some fun. It's been a tough year for them, a year of uncertainty when they're looking at, you know, the drying up of the lake and, you know, what are they going to do and, you know, alternate sites and alternate plans. And Mother Nature came through for us, and you know, over and over again for a few days, and just filled it back up just like it should be.
No, absolutely wonderful. So it is a go for this Saturday, and Downtown Stratford BIA really celebrating the Dragon Boat Festival.
Yeah, too. We're celebrating the Dragon Boat Festival and some Chinese culture. We have given out paper lanterns to all of our front-facing businesses, and have asked them to put them into the windows as a tribute to the Dragon Boat and the Chinese festivals. You know, we wanted to keep them up till hopefully the 18th of October, when the Lantern Parade is.
Right.
And also the Mid-Autumn Festival is October 6th to the 8th.
Oh, very good.
So that's great, with the whole Golden Week being the 2nd to the 8th.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, we just want to celebrate a little bit of culture and give everybody something, you know, to look for as they walk in the storefront. So
absolutely.
I challenge you all to walk down and, you know, as you see, look for the lanterns.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, we've had that Dragon Boat that's been situated at Market Square in downtown Stratford. Just, it's all coming up this Saturday. We're looking forward to it.
Saturday is the pinnacle of it all.
It's going to be awesome. And we've got a special screening of movies for September 30th. What's happening?
Yes, the BIA, we're in association with the city, and the Stratford Library are also going to be there with us with some books. We're going to have a screening of three Indigenous films starting at 10 o'clock in the auditorium. There'll be three short films, totaling a little over an hour for all three of them. Some discussions, you know, we did this last year and we had quite a few folks out and had some great discussions. So there's going to be two screenings, one at 10 and one at 1. We're going to have some free popcorn and, you know, just have a nice morning and afternoon.
Yeah, it's more great events happening again with Downtown Stratford BIA. And Jamie, I know we've chatted about this, but congratulations on the bike racks at the police station.
Absolutely. We, you know, unfortunately, stolen bikes can be a challenge downtown, no matter how good of a lock you put them on. I think they build better cutters. Someone comes up with an ingenious way. So we were chatting, and I was chatting with Chief Skinner about the where they used to have the ability when you were doing a marketplace transaction, you could come because the outside of their building has cameras all around it. And we said, wouldn't this be a great place for bike racks? And Greg jumped right on it.
Nice.
Both supported it, the idea, helped support us financially with it, so that between the BIA, the police, and the Active Transportation Committee, Advisory Committee, mm-hmm. We put this together and funded it. And it's just a great thing to have. I've seen bikes at them already.
Nice.
Which is wonderful.
Yeah, with the weather cooperating.
And we just want to keep getting the word out that they're there.
Yeah.
And your bike will be on video while it's sitting
there. Yeah, yeah. And it's perfectly situated right in downtown Stratford. It's a perfect spot.
Absolutely. It's right in the core. So no matter where you work downtown, ride your bike downtown and leave it there and feel safe.
Yeah, absolutely. Anything else on the go, Jamie? This is a busy time.
Oh, we're obviously, you know, save the date for Winter Wonderland, which is November 29th and 30th this year.
Okay.
All kinds of big things. I'm going to a meeting when I leave here today, and we've got a lot more planning to go. But it's coming together very well and bigger and better. We're also doing a planning meeting this week on Halloween. Last year we had trick-or-treating downtown. We'll probably have something. We just got to see what that looks like. So that'll be on the 31st of October. So
you bet.
There's always planning, and then we're all looking at 2026 after that.
So much, but we'll see you Saturday for the Stratford Rotary Dragon Boat Festival and so much more. Jamie Pritchard with Downtown Stratford BIA. We'll share the links and details for more information on our socials and mystratfordnow.com. Thanks so much, Jamie. I love the trivia.
Thanks for having me.